Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the man on the left is eligible for parole in only 12 years after ending his girlfriend. They reduced the eligible parole period from 15 years down to 12 because he's black. And they did it because he was remorseful. But I think that the female justice Heather Holmes might actually have the hots for criminals and therefore isn't very impartial. Women sensing criminals they might be attracted to shouldn't be allowed. It's also about racial bias. A white man would have received a full life sentence. Up next, this Florida woman was arrested for not disclosing her HIV diagnosis to her intimate partners. And would you just look at that smug look on her face on the mugshot? Odds are she did this intentionally. If she'd only done this in California, where it was perfectly legal to have AIDS and not tell your intimate partners about it, then she'd be free. Between women treating you poorly during the dating process and then possibly being vindictive and giving you a disease during sex, I'm glad the young guys have given up on dating completely. Number 3, who knew that Super Mario was named for a real man named Mario Segale, who rented out a warehouse to Nintendo. When Nintendo fell on hard times, he let them keep using that building. Apparently, he died relatively recently in 2018, but he didn't look like that, and the rumor is that he actually liked eating mushrooms in all shapes and sizes, and he disliked turtles. This guy in the picture is an actor, not the real Mario, and that's not the real Luigi next to him either. Moving on, this can't be shared enough. Then all women want a tiny minority of the most attractive males. Female nature has always had to be controlled so that humans can pair up and civilizations could be built. The problem with hypergamy is that the majority of men end up all alone and a small minority of men are reluctant to settle down when they have all that optionality. Female nature left to its own ends leads to a fertility crash. We have to use robot nannies and artificial wombs to overcome female nature. Number 5, looks like being an alphabet person isn't cool anymore, with young adults identifying as LGBT dropping off 23% since 2023. Then again, this could very well be fake news because according to Gallup polling, the number of people identifying as alphabet people has increased more than a percentage point since 2023, and it's almost doubled since 2020. The fact that the number grew that quickly shows that it's a cult and isn't necessarily just about biology. Up next, this guy's wife denied him sex for 3 months, so he impregnated her sister. Good job, buddy, now go and impregnate her mother too. Maybe even her daughter if you married a single mother, Holmes, so long as she's legal. But seriously, women all the time get married to men and deny them sex. They don't see them as sex objects, but more like success objects. And one that doesn't give them the tingles, no less. Number 7, Japan Airlines staff welcomes a no stiletto policy after wearing high heels for many years. How about bringing back tradition because those look like granny shoes? At the very least, do 1 or 2 inch heels instead. But then again, what do I know, because heels are probably terrible in emergencies. Plus, they fly on their feet all day and you can't really see their feet in those cramped airlines. Heels are ridiculous unless you're a man from the 1600s riding a horse, of course. Moving on, Idris Elba is knighted and becomes Sir Idris at the age of 53. It would have been better if he was actually the next James Bond. I'm also looking forward to him playing Man-at-Arms or Duncan in the new Masters of the Universe film. That's diversity done right. I enjoyed the trailer as well. The only thing I didn't like was He-Man's look, and he looked like a manlet. Funny enough, he looked more built as Prince Adam than he does as He-Man. I don't believe it's a coincidence. This has to be time for the new He-Man film release. Number 9, listen to this man Stanley Druckenmiller when he tells you that you don't actually become wealthy by diversifying into 50 mediocre assets, but you do it by finding 2 or 3 asymmetric home runs and taking a swing. Bitcoin has been one of those home runs for me, as well as tech stocks. Ironically, now I'm shorting both, but I'll buy them again at some point. The hardest part of asymmetric assets is identifying them before the herd and pulling the trigger. I'm like Stanley with my average returns over the last 5 years being at least 30%. Up next, here's the look you get on your face when you see a river that no one has been pooping in. That guy looks excited, like he's going to be the first one to drop a load in it. What's the fascination with poop in India? The worship of cows, I get. But why their poop too? Why do they poop in Canadian beaches spreading E. coli bacteria instead of just walking over to the toilets? There's still well over 500 million people defecating out in the open in India, and Mr. Poo is the mascot trying to stop it. Number 11, what the hell happened to Russell Crowe? Looks to me like he's suffering from the same chest condition as Elon Musk. He's really let himself go. Getting old is no excuse for getting that fat. At that stage in your life, it not only looks bad, but it's also really bad for your health. But good news, though, because he recently lost 55 pounds. Apparently, he gained all that weight to portray Roger Ailes, which won him a Golden Globe. Glad he's still working, though. Moving on, looks like online dating is dead, with Bumble losing 95% of its value in the last 5 years. I guess it's no big surprise when an app where the women are supposed to make the first move goes bust. The dating app industry died ever since it decided that men were second-class customers and that they always put women first. Men are always paying for dating apps just to be ghosted or friend-zoned, or just to match with bots that never respond. Online dating in America got replaced with international dating as men got tired of most American women. Number 13, I aspire to be this penny one day. Mr. Bale here attends job interviews just to turn down the position. He's the perfect candidate on paper, but he doesn't exist. He makes up qualifications and dresses up to have a nice day and visit a new place. Sounds like he's rich and has nothing better to do with his time. All he really has to do is put down that he went to Harvard and people will bring him in just to say they interviewed someone who went there. Up next, not all Muslims are like that. Or are they? The German police has a study that finds that nearly half of all Muslims under the age of 40 have Islamist attitudes. Color me shocked. That's mostly the males, so it's probably 70-80% of the male population. The Quran states that everyone must submit to Islam. Everyone is their target, and they won't stop until everyone submits or is conquered. Even if you're a secular Muslim, they'll go after you. Number 15, this fine-looking lady is wondering if you fap off because you're horny or because you're depressed and need the dopamine. It's definitely dopamine now that I'm back in Toronto. 2 months of sunshine, and then when I got back, it's been overcast mostly ever since. Next year, I'm going to snowbird for much longer than 2 months. Another good reason to fap is to avoid getting prostate cancer as well. You need to do it 20 times a month to get the old gonads going. Moving on, careful out there, my dudes, if you're an American dating Iranian baddies. One of them stabbed this guy in the neck as retaliation for a drone strike that ended an Iranian general. But it doesn't look like justice has been served as she was let go after this attempted murder. Why, you ask? Because women. No wonder 80% of single men aren't even interested in dating anymore. Why would you when crazy might actually try and kill you? Number 17, when will the double standards end? When Madonna shares intimate pictures in bed with a boyfriend who's 38 years younger than her, it's celebrated. But when a male member of the pathetic posse of older men like Leo date women half their age, then that's a problem. Looks to me like jealous old hats and simps get enraged when a man knows a woman's worth. Older women want to rig the sexual marketplace in their favor, and they fail at it. This sort of shaming language won't work on dudes, especially the famous ones. Up next, what goes through the minds of men who sleep with trans women and think that they're still straight? Here's another picture of two of them, and it looks like Jim Norton is the bottom. And no, Jim is not on the right, but actually on the left. Remember, everyone, that straight people don't make articles about how straight they are. Remember also that a chick ain't a chick if she's got a dick. Dr. Seuss knows best. Number 19, this Ohio treasure hunter was sent to prison for refusing to tell authorities and investors where he stashed $50 million worth of gold from an 1857 shipwreck. Bro wanted it all for himself. Good luck, as he's probably going to be followed by private investigators for the rest of his life, or until he hands over those doubloons. Sounds to me like he's a real-life pirate. His only mistake was letting anyone know that he found that gold in the first place. Moving on, this woman is upset because when she divorced her ex, he told her she wouldn't be able to find a new boyfriend. Now she's 43 and still single. With women, they're always single by choice. They could choose to be with a man they aren't 100% attracted to or meet their standards, but they won't do that. Instead, they hold out for the best of men and then complain that there are no good men out there. I'm so sick and tired of this. There are plenty of older men that will date that. Number 21, Megan Fox wants to play Poison Ivy in the DC Universe. It's kind of fitting because she poisoned her sons ideologically. But how about they cast somebody younger, because here's her post-wall self with bright lighting. But I bet that she probably thinks she's paid her dues by turning her boys into girls and probably passed them around Hollyweird circles for their enjoyment. Also, instead of rehashing Batman for a 10th time, can we get some new ideas and franchises? OpNex home sales recently hit their lowest level since the 2008 financial crisis. That's just the volume, and a decline in price usually follows the decline as well. Eventually, the boomers will die off and inventory will spike, and if sales are still close to historic lows, then prices will eventually crash as boomers are evicted from their meat suits. 32 million homes, or 38% of all American homes, go on sale over the next 20 years. It's going to be a bloodbath. Number 23, and speaking of real estate, the guy who built Fortnite is buying up America's forests and refusing to let anyone develop them. All he's really doing is making land for development more expensive. This is similar to Ted Turner buying up tons of rural land and Bill Gates being the largest farm owner in North America. Rich people think that they're protecting nature when in reality, they're just making life more expensive for everybody else. Moving on, the number of men who are 25-plus-year-old virgins is at record highs. It's online dating raising women's expectations, and most guys can't compete with chads anymore. Not to mention Me Too makes simply talking to women dangerous. Online dating has women chasing the same 5% of men expecting to get commitment that they'll never get. While guys have the choice between single moms, plus-size park hoppers, and being single forever. Everyone knows those reasons by now, too. Number 25 and the last one, this member of the Kardashian clan, I believe Kendall Jenner, says she didn't get any plastic surgery. Who's she trying to fool with a face like that? This sort of gaslighting hasn't worked since Michael Jackson used to say that he never had plastic surgery either. The only reason I'm even using this picture as a thumbnail is for engagement. When I use female celebrities, you guys end up clicking more often. That's the current sad state of affairs. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.